following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good morning or good afternoon, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well today. It is Thanksgiving week, so hopefully you guys are getting ready for some good food and some good time with whoever you are going to be celebrating that with in this very interesting season. Hey, today we are going to be looking at Acts chapter 9. We're going to take a look at somebody that we are all familiar with. We're going to look at Saul. As he goes through his first encounter with Jesus, and then we're going to talk about what it means to encounter Jesus and how each and every single one of us should be encountering Jesus daily. But we're going to look at a portion here in the scripture where something happens to Saul that I think we need to make a part of our life. So let's go ahead and pray and just get into the word for today. Father, I thank you. I thank you for everybody who is listening and has taken the time just to listen to a brief encouragement and the sound of your word going out and filling their minds. I pray for them today that during this week and during this time, it is a very difficult time, Lord, but we know that your word gives us wisdom. You are the one that we can rest on. May we look to nothing else, Father. Shut off all distractions and just be here with you. In your name, amen. All right, well, let me go ahead and just start off with saying we're in Acts chapter 9, but before Acts chapter 9, if you go back to Acts 7 and 8, you start to see the setting of a scene. Now, this is the beginning of the early church. Right after Jesus, or not right after, but after Jesus died on the cross, he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and then he poured out his spirit. We know the day of Pentecost, and the early church began. Then that's kind of where this story takes place. So if we go back to Acts chapter 7, we see Stephen, and Stephen's a martyr. We know that Stephen started proclaiming the gospel, started proclaiming the truth, and he started telling everybody, hey, this is who Jesus is. And people didn't really like what Stephen was saying. He was presenting the truth of God to them in a way that was unfamiliar to them. And because it was unfamiliar, they started picking up stones and they stoned Stephen. Well, then Saul approved of his death, and then he went and he was going to be persecuting more Christians. So he went to the synagogues in Damascus, and this is the beginning of Acts chapter 9, and he actually got a stamp of approval, letters stating that, yes, you can go ahead and you can go take Christians, bind them up by their hands and by their feet and bring them here. Well, upon his way, Saul, who was breathing threats and murder, upon his way to go and bind Christians, men and women, and haul them out just for believing in who Jesus is, or the people of the way, as he was going to go after those people, he had an encounter with Jesus himself. I'm going to read it here. It says this in Acts chapter 9. Verse 3, it says, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. And we know that when God, in Scripture, in the Old Testament and in New Testament, and when God reveals himself to man physically, he reveals himself oftentimes in light. So you go back to the Old Testament, you look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel talks about how he saw the glory of the Lord and it looked like a rainbow on a stormy day. Or you look at Moses. He has an encounter with the angel of the Lord in the bush and it looked like the bush was on fire, right? Or it was glowing, however you want to take a look at that. You see in the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the furnace. And then as the king looked in there, he said, oh, I see three men, but one looked like the Son of God, right? So looking in there and seeing there is a light, there is this form of God. So God reveals himself in light. Well, that is what happened to Saul here. Well, it said that a light shone around him, and then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And then the Lord said to him, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And then the Lord said, "Arise and go to the city, and you will be told what you need to do." And if you skip down there, it says this. It says, "Saul arose from the ground, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and he neither ate nor he drank." Paul had an encounter. He was going the wrong direction. He was stepping out to do something that was horrible. He was planning in his mind something that was vicious and something that was wrong. It says here in verse 1 of chapter 9, it says that he was breathing threats and murder. And that's one of the things I want us to think about as we look at the scriptures here and look at how God intervened in Saul's life and how God can intervene in our life every single day, knowing that all of us struggle. We all have the struggle with the internal thoughts, the internal thing that's happening inside of our head, the struggles that we have, the things that we think about, the things that we think about other people that we know that we shouldn't be thinking, the conversations that continue to go in our head, whether that be about a friend that you're angry at, or maybe it's a spouse, or hopefully not, but maybe your children or a coworker or whoever it is that you are thinking about in your head, and you kind of start thinking, man, if I could just have that conversation with them now, I would say this or I would say that, and those thoughts that start to happen in your head, you know, that we know aren't really good thoughts, and they start kind of twisting your way, right? And we can get anger can boil up inside of us. And Jesus would say that murder begins in the heart. And that's what's going on with Saul here. Well, that can happen to me and you. Sometimes that can lead us to make decisions, to go the wrong way, to start thinking about things or start doing things. But then in those times, you know, it's been my experience that the Lord has miraculously stepped in, either through another friend, through a message that I hear on the radio, maybe something that I pick up, I see in my Bible that just reminds me, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I need to stop what I'm doing and I need to pay attention to what the Lord wants me to hear. That's what happened to Saul. He stopped in as he saw the light of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord. He saw that and that made him tremble. And then as he's trembling there and thinking about, oh goodness, what did I just do? What did I just see? Well, here's the thing. He couldn't see after that. The last thing that he saw was the glory of the God, glory of God. And then he was blind for 3 days. This is one of the things I like to think about in that section there where Paul was not being able to see for 3 days. Paul had to reflect. He had to think about what he had just seen. Going from breathing with thoughts of threats and murder to encountering the Lord to pausing and being blind for 3 days. And that makes me think about how often, you know, when I'm going through that time where I'm seething with anger, where I'm frustrated, and then when I have an encounter with the Lord, do I allow that encounter just to come and go and say, wow, that was a really good message that I heard on the radio, or that was a really good Bible verse that I heard? Or do I take time and actually pause, reflect, do what the Word says, which is to meditate on His Word and allow the light of His Word just to kind of sit in me while I contemplate it, while I think about it? And I think that's my strong encouragement for you today, is that wherever you're at right now, especially during this season where there's all kinds of breathing threats and murder that's happening in a lot of people's minds right now, is that wherever it is that you're hearing the Word of God, which could be right here through this message, through this video that you're watching right now, is that as you hear how God encountered Paul and how he stopped him, that maybe God's stopping you And he's saying, wait a minute, you need to pay attention to what you're thinking. You need to pay attention to the way that you're going. You need to stop going that direction, and you need to turn towards his light. Maybe you need to take some time to reflect and think about that. I'm going to look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. One of the things I love to think about Saul's conversion is that, man, the guy was just a horrible, man before he encountered the Lord. And you think about the condemnation that would just rest upon his shoulders for their approving of murder, for going out and getting ready to bind people up, to take them captive because they wanted to talk about the ways of the Lord, which is love, joy, and peace. And Paul was adamantly against that because they were breaking his traditions, right? What he believed to be true about God. But then when we read the rest of the epistles, Paul, he doesn't sound like a guy that is weighed down by all of the things that he used to do. He knows that he's been forgiven by the Lord, and he's filled with joy. Well, one of the verses here, it's Ephesians 1, chapter 18. I'm going to start reading in 17. Paul writes this, and this just kind of shows his heart. He says, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, referencing what he saw, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's my prayer for you, is that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of who he is, knowing that God is the true light of life. He's the only light of life. He's the true source of all love, joy, and peace. And verse 18, and it kind of reads very, Paul was, I think that he was a little bit more poetic than what people give him credit for. But he says this, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, or your version may say, may the eyes of your heart, the internal place, being enlightened, that you may know the hope of his calling and what the riches of his glory of his inheritance is in the saints. Paul, starting off in a position where inside of his mind he was breathing threats and he was breathing murder, and then he has this encounter with the beautiful light of God that really confronts, you know, the darkness of what is happening with him, and then he has to pause and meditate and rest and pray for 3 days without being able to see anything. Well, that man was miraculously transformed to the point where then he could then write letters that were beautiful, that talked about the beautiful glory of God, that talked about the enlightening knowledge of who God is. And he started to talk about the eyes of our heart, or the eyes of understanding that only the Spirit gives. This is what he's saying, and this is what I want to say to you too. Going through hard times, Thanksgiving week, trouble with family can be really difficult. But you know what? Whatever internal conversations going on inside you, allow God to transform you. Allow God's word to speak to you. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Turn from the thoughts and the wicked, maybe evil plans that you have towards other people, or the thoughts that you're thinking towards other people. Direct those thoughts towards the light of God, and take some time, a prolonged period of time, not 5 minutes, not 10 minutes, take a day, take 2 days to pause, to meditate, and fill your mind with the light of the knowledge of God's word, which brings a full understanding of who God is, knowing that God is the God of all light. He is the God of all comfort. He's the God of all peace. He is kind and he is gentle, and he wants you to be filled with his very nature so that you may represent the very truth of who God is to this world. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for everybody who's listening in. Lord, and as we look at the way that you act and the way that you acted towards Saul, Father, that you took somebody who was in a wicked state, getting ready to commit something that was vicious and was wrong and that was evil, and you confronted him. There are so many people on the other side of this camera here, Lord, with so many thoughts going on in their head that we know those thoughts aren't of you. We pray that you convict them and confront them of those thoughts that they know aren't right. Help them turn from that way, Lord, and give them space to pause and to reflect and to be filled with the knowledge of who you are, Lord. And may the eyes of their heart, Father God, be open to you. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.